Good Monday morning, everyone. I'm Will Harris, and I'm excited for the opportunity to be with you this week discussing spiritual things. We sing a song from time to time called What Shall It Be, which starts with the line, "What will you do with Jesus? The question comes to you, and you must give an answer for something you must do. What shall it be? What shall it be? What shall your answer be? What will you do with Jesus? Oh, what shall your answer be?" And this is exactly what I want to talk about this week. We're going to go through the Gospels and look at a few different instances where people were confronted with who Jesus was, and they had to make a choice on how to respond to that. Throughout all these accounts, I want us to see that when these people met Jesus, they were presented with a choice to either accept and be obedient to him or reject him. Now, the first person I want to look at is Peter, and this is going to come from Luke chapter 5. So we'll go ahead and pick up here at the beginning of the chapter. So it was that as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken, and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So when they had brought their nets to land, they forsook all and followed him. So there were a couple things here I think we can learn from this interaction. First, notice that Peter was receptive to Jesus even before he saw the miracle. They had been out fishing all night long, so it definitely would have been easy to say, "What's the use?" That's not what Peter did, though. He turned around and put the net out again. Of course, this time the result was astonishingly different than before. Now, though this is not the first time that Peter met Jesus, it seems to be the first time that he was really directly confronted with Jesus' power and really realized what that meant. Peter immediately recognized that anyone with that kind of power was from God, and that recognize and then recognized his own failures and unworthiness. And there's so much we can learn from this. When we see Jesus, we should immediately be struck by his absolute holiness and the fact that on our own we are unworthy to be in his presence. But even more important than that is Jesus' response to Peter. Jesus assures Peter that he will make him a fisher of men. Jesus went on to take Peter in and teach him and mentor him into the apostle that we know. This is the same man who eventually went on to preach the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, preach to the Gentiles for the first time, and write two epistles. If we are willing to approach Jesus with the same spirit of humility, he can use us in his service just as he did Peter. I hope that we never cease to be impressed and awestruck by the power of Jesus. As we go through the week, we will have the opportunity to see how the initial awe and respect can turn into faith and strength if we continue to follow Jesus. Now, tomorrow we're going to look at another instance in Matthew 12 where a group of people are confronted with who Jesus is, but sadly had a very different response than Peter. And there are some serious warnings to be taken from that, so I hope you'll be able to join me tomorrow as we continue our study. That wraps up my time for today. Thank you for listening and have a great day.